Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to A Thriller Coin Talk. My name is Carr Gonzalez. Today is Monday, April 1st, 2019. And yes, this is not an April Fool's joke, but Coinbase just released something that is a game changer in crypto. I'm not joking. Coinbase Custody is offering staking services to institutional clients, starting with Tezos. That's right. Client assets will remain inside Coinbase's fully insured cold storage at all times, mitigating risk to investors. Since staking requires some funds to be kept online, Coinbase will put up its own coins, assuming all the risk. After deducting Coinbase's fee, clients can expect to earn about 6.6% annually. Yeah, that's way more than you would get from a 30-year U.S. Treasury bond, which yields half of that. And if you don't know what proof of stake is or how all this works, well, proof of stake is assets incentivize participants to help secure the blockchain by staking or delegating their assets to someone running the blockchain software. If you delegate to a trusted node, also known as a validator, you can share in the rewards that the validator receives for mining blocks. Anyone holding the blockchain's token can participate in this process, making POS, proof of stake, networks one of the first crypto native ways to earn passive income on crypto assets. This is not new. This has been around for some time, but this is new in the likes of these exchanges, and Coinbase's custody arm is trying to entice its institutional customers into the brave new world of staking crypto assets for profit. And they're starting with Tezos. I know, crazy. Take a listen to Coinbase as they talk about their vision to go beyond Bitcoin.
Coinbase is a cryptocurrency exchange. So we're the most popular place that people come to buy cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and others. We also have a custody product so people can store cryptocurrency securely. We're one of the largest custodians of cryptocurrency out there. And we have a handful of newer products that are helping people, for example, accept cryptocurrency payments, use these new types of applications that are coming out, like decentralized apps or dApps, earn cryptocurrency by completing various tasks and jobs. So there's a whole bunch of newer products that we have as well.
Coinbase's mission is to create an open financial system for the world, and that is literally what drives everything we're doing. We talk about it in product strategy, we talk about it in corporate development. Whatever we do, are we furthering that mission in some way? Right now, we're in a bit of a crypto slump, and this is actually the time that Coinbase thrives because we're building the foundation. We're investing so heavily in making sure that we have a scalable foundation now, and so we see a lot of key indicators that show us that over time, this is going to be a very sustainable trend.
The way I think of it is that, you know, Web 1.0 was a lot about publishing of information on the web. Web 2.0, where Google really kind of took off among other companies, was about interaction on the internet and messaging and sharing data. Web 3.0, we think, is going to be about value transfer on the internet. I think Coinbase can be, you know, the Google of crypto in the sense that this new way that applications are being built on the internet, Web 3.0, we can be the leading company in the world for that.
We're definitely in the early days of crypto, and it very much feels like early internet. A lot of the applications that are out there, a lot of the protocols out there are being developed, are clunky, just like the early mobile phones were. When we see these interesting developments, such as this trend of very, very high quality engineers leaving the fangs to go to crypto companies, if you look at the nature of and the quantity of projects that are being developed and funded in this space, clearly all the leading indicators are showing that there's just a lot of momentum and energy entering this space. And so that's why we feel such high conviction that this is going to be the next big technology trend.
What I'm really excited about is that we're building a company that has repeatable innovation. We're going to help create an open financial system for the world. That's our mission as a company. And it's going to require a number of different products across different markets to help us get there.
At Coinbase, we very much believe in a world where much of the world, if not all of the world, is in some way tokenized. And if you believe in that and you can see something like that, you believe in a world where every asset can be tokenized, and that includes securitized assets. There are a lot of projects out there that can register as Reg A, Reg D projects, become securities, and then trade on our platform. And we think that that holds a lot of promise. There are different motivations for people who play in crypto. Some of it may be technical breakthrough. Some of it may be motivated by privacy concerns. Some of it may be philosophical. Some of it may be political. What's cool about it is that when we're working together towards this goal of creating an open financial system for the world, it doesn't necessarily matter what is motivating you. It's that you're driving towards this decentralized future.
Yeah. And it's good to understand, like, don't get me wrong, Coinbase, you know, has gone through so much turmoil over the past year and years since it's been in this space, you know. But I will give them one thing, and this is one thing for certain. They really give a shit about expanding out the entire ecosystem, whether they have to do it on their own or if they have to take the onslaught of ridicule and humiliation and just straight up bullshit for, you know, taking chances on what they see as a future. And this Tezos and all future chains they'll support run on its own validators. That's right. Coinbase Custody will run its own nodes and validators and subjects them to the same security infrastructure standards that have safely stored the tens of billions of dollars in crypto. So Coinbase Custody is the first all-in-one, truly institutional-grade staking service. And some of the specifics are they are 100% offline, segregated storage for all client funds, staking fiduciary and qualified custodian. Coinbase Custody is a fiduciary and offers staking services as a non-discretionary fiduciary activity to its clients. And of course, it's easy as fuck. Simple deposit, withdrawal, and reporting and consensus features, as with any other asset on Coinbase Custody. And as we know, Tezos, you know, has had a tricky start when it first started, right? But I get they're doing everything right, you know, since then. And it's baking, right? So they're going to be launching Tezos Voting and Maker DAO Q2 2019. And pending approval and internal evaluation process, we'll see even more projects integrating into this platform. So this is all good news for the space. Really, really good news. And it's probably why we've seen the increase just in general. Altcoin season is among us, ladies and gentlemen. And it's looking pretty great right now in crypto. Bitcoin is stagnant, but we're going to get into that. We're going to talk all about that. We're going to talk all about, you know, where I see this going here in the next couple months and give you my take on it. But this is very good news for the entire space. It's a game changer. This hasn't been done by a big exchange like this. And the fact that they're going to reach out to their own institutional investors and say, hey, start staking. It's hella cool because it keeps everything stable. All right, with that, let's jump into Coin Talk, starting now.
It is time. Only crypto, coins, trades, predictions ahead. It is what you spend all day wondering, isn't it? This crypto dream. Only on Coin Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Coin Talk. But before we jump into that, we got to talk about a couple things. First up, I want to thank everybody who listened to all our South by Southwest coverage over 2 weeks ago. I had to take like a mental break. Like this past week and the week before, it was just, I just released one episode a piece. And yeah, it was just a lot. There's just a lot to like wind down. And yeah, so sorry about that. If people were expecting another show that week, I do apologize. We're going to go back to our regular scheduled programming. But yeah, just need a mental break. I do want to thank everybody who emailed in and who sent in, you know, requests for shows and all that stuff. I really appreciate it. I always run out of ideas, so it's good to hear what you guys want to hear. And I'll do my best to fulfill them. Also want to mention tomorrow is our giveaway. So if you're listening to this right now, well, actually, if you're listening to this later, Just depends when you're listening to this. But April 1st is our giveaway. This is not an April Fool's joke. So we're going to do it at 7 p.m., which is 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you jump into the Telegram at that time, you'll be the first to, get some free coins. And this time we're going to give out some Stellar coins. I've been given a lot of XLM coins as of late. So I want to give them away. We're going to give away first, second, and third prizes to everybody. We'll go ahead and do 200 for first prize and 100 for second and third. So if you guys are interested in doing that, join our newsletter, be a part of it. We're going to do it at 7 p.m. today, which is April 1st, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So get some free coins. And then also want to thank everybody who has subscribed to the show. I feel like our listenership has gone up, but I don't know if you guys are hitting subscribe. So hit subscribe on that podcast player. I would really appreciate it. That way we automatically get subscribers. And if you're in Spotify, make sure you're following us, because that's how we also get even more subscribers as well too. People see what you're following and then they follow that. It's just a reoccurring kind of a effect. And just want to say thank you to all our new listeners. I really, really appreciate you. And thank you to all the people who donate. We don't have a Patreon anymore. We don't have anything. We're all independent at this point. Everything's coming out of pocket. So I appreciate all the people that have sent in cryptocurrency donations. And if you guys are interested in doing that, there's a link in our show notes, or go to thrillerx.com. There's a cryptocurrency donation page. And that's our only way to donate right now. We don't have a Patreon anymore. They kicked us off of there. we're kind of on the run. Thriller Crypto is on the run. We don't have a home right now. So we're kind of just bottom feeding at this point. So if you guys want to donate, it'd be very much appreciated, because all of that money that you guys donate goes to our Thriller studio, and it also goes into our giveaways. So it goes right back into the whole thing. So I really appreciate you. And then I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it. All right. With that, let's get into our disclaimer. We have to play our disclaimer at this point. I mean, if Patreon kicked us off, I mean, next logical step is to get attacked by the SEC or something. You would think, right? That's like the next logical step is first they deplatform you, and then the SEC comes after you. So we have to play a disclaimer. We have to, before we start speculating or doing any of that stuff. Let's roll the disclaimer. Let's do it.
Remember, Thriller Podcast does not give financial advice. He cannot tell the future, even if he thinks he can. He is just some dude trying to save the world one Satoshi at a time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Coin Talk. This is the part that you wait for. And you know what? We haven't done a Coin Talk in a really long time. I know. You guys just want my opinion on this stuff, and I don't understand why. No, I'm serious. Like, you guys will PM me in Telegram and be like, hey, what do you think of this coin? Hey, what do you think? And I'm just like, I just don't understand. Like, I don't know. I really don't know what it is. I do my best to look at everything, research everything. And maybe just the way I explain it, or maybe it's just the way I look at things. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's flattering. But I don't know. I don't like that kind of pressure. So if I don't answer some of your PMs, or if I say I don't know or anything like that, don't take it personal. Just realize that I probably just don't know, and I just don't want to give financial advice because I'm not a financial advisor. So do your own research? D-Y-O-R. Yeah, I would say do your own research. Or we have a Telegram community. Like, ask our community. Like, you know, chime in. Go into our community. I mean, if you're already part of our community, then ask the question in there, and people will actually tell you what they think, and they'll likely know more than I will. Seriously, there's some like projects that are, you know, because you gotta look at it. Oh, and by the way, this is gonna be a really long coin talk. So sorry about that. So think about it, okay? We are at around 2,130 cryptocurrencies, right? Like, that's a crazy amount of cryptocurrency projects to keep track of. There's no way I can keep track of all of them. There's some of them that I'm just watching, you know, for my own kind of, you know, thing, or there's some projects that I think are really cool that I'm watching. But for the most part, I have an opinion on every single coin in the, at least the top 50, right? For the most part. We've looked at them all. There's older episodes that we covered. We covered all the major projects. I think at this point, the only one that we haven't covered that's a real major project is Tezos. But as you know, I told you, what was it, like maybe, I don't know, maybe it was like a month ago or a month and a half ago or whatever it was right before March. I said that I'm looking at Tezos, but what I'm finding, I'm not liking. And it's just because of the way they started, you know, and it don't trust me. Like I saw it go from 26 cents earlier this year and I saw it creeping up to 40. And then I kept thinking like, oh, I got to cover this. This is going to be big. And sure enough, it you know, Coinbase, you know, did this whole thing with them and that's cool and all, but this helps their legitimacy, obviously, but it's still a project that me personally, I probably won't invest in just because I don't like the way it started. And if you do your own research, you'll find out the same way too. Doesn't mean they can't change, doesn't mean they can't, you know, turn it around, but it'll probably be a while before I'll do a whole show on it, just because I think the more time in between that, the better off. It's just still too soon. It was only 2017 when all that went down. Okay. So it's kind of sidetracked there. So we're talking coin. We're at 144 billion coin market cap. Last time we spoke, it was roughly around 136 billion. People were freaking out. People were saying 2800, blah, blah, blah. And this is my outlook. And I've been saying this is the same thing I've been saying all year. You can go back and listen. I've been saying it. I said, once we get into March, everything's going to move up a little bit. I don't know if you heard me say that. I was like, just because there were so many bullish indicators in March. There's so much good news coming out of South By. And this whole month has been a great month for crypto. I think we grew a total of like 15 billion here in March. We grew a total of 8 billion here in like a couple weeks. So it's great. Like, and then this Coinbase custody thing is even better, right? Then there's other things kind of going on here in April, whether they're summits or conferences that are going to have announcements. Everything's really good. It's all leading up to consensus in May. And that's when we're going to find out what the rest of the year looks like, at least what the rest of the summer looks like. And this is how the space is. I know a lot of people don't agree with me on this, and I've gotten crap on it for social media, but I don't care. This is what I believe. I believe that once we get to around this area, once we get to consensus, we'll really get an understanding of where the space is going. And once we hear from the big people in the space and from, because, you know, CoinDesk loves to invite regulators to consensus, we'll get their kind of outlook for the rest of the year. I'm projecting really good news coming out of consensus this year. Last year, it was really bad news and it kind of just tanked everything. Of course, everybody knew we were kind of going to go down tanking, but I felt like consensus just automatically put everything to a halt and it just tanked right after that. I said that a million times on the show. And this year, I hope it's good news. I really do. Don't get me wrong. If it's bad news coming out of consensus this year, if the regulators go in there and they're like, oh, this is never going to get passed, or we're never going to get an ETF, or we're never going to do this, or Ethereum's a security. Like if it goes, if there's a lot of stuff that goes into that. So if the noise from consensus this year in New York is really bad, we're going to see, we'll probably see $2,800 Bitcoin or even lower Bitcoin. Seriously. Not even joking. That's why I'm like bullish right now. I'm bullish in March. I'm bullish in April. Unless we see some bad news that we just don't see coming. But I don't see that happening. Everything's looking good right now. There's really no bad news. I think the worst thing that could happen is if another exchange gets hacked. But as long as it's not some of the big exchanges, we'll be fine. Like as long as it's not like Binance, Kraken, Coinbase, Gemini, Bitfinex or anything like that will be fine. Well, actually, I think Bitfinex did get hacked, didn't they? Was it Bitfinex? Let me just check this real quick. Yeah, this is me doing my research while doing this. Oh, no, they didn't get hacked. Okay, so I don't know why I thought they got hacked. But you know what I mean. Unless it's some of the big exchanges, barring that, I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be fine in March and April. There's money to be made for sure if you're a trader. If you're looking for short term, you know, I'm short term bullish right now up until consensus. And now, if we get consensus and it's just bad news, everything's bad news, then of course I'm going to say, guys, you might want to move it over to a stable coin because it's going to go down. And if it goes down, that's not really a bad thing. I mean, it's a bad thing, you know, short term, but long term, it's not a bad thing because this allows people to buy in even more at the bottom. So I won't be as mad as I was last year when everything happened, just because we're so close to half a trillion. Like I've been saying, we are in 2015 all over again, and it's good to see other people agreeing with that. It's nice seeing other people finally get on board with that idea. We are. And right now what you're seeing with Tezos, you know, shoot up from 30 cents to $1.05 right now is just that. I'm not saying Tezos is going to be the next big blockchain, but you're seeing that increase, and it's up 9% today. You're seeing that increase just because of the Coinbase thing. So it's all good news. I'm hella bullish right now on a couple of these coins, and we'll talk about them, specifically 0x. Now, if this 0x is another one that I've been watching for some time now. And don't get me wrong, this is not financial advice. This is nothing like that. But, you know, I've done my own research on a lot of these projects, and I hope you guys do your own. And we've done shows on this stuff. So I've really looked into projects, right? And 0x is one of the projects that I've really looked into. And it checks off everything. It checks off a lot of things that I look for in a project. I don't give a shit what people say in the space about it. I don't give a fuck what they say. I think they're not looking at the technical stuff when it comes to the technology. I feel like there's a lot of people that are just traders, no name specifically, that just look at the charts and only understand the news in the charts and don't look at the actual tech behind it. They don't look underneath the hood. They don't see how this project is far superior than a lot of other protocols out there. So I will say 0x right now, short term, fucking bullish, man. Bullish on seeing what happens with this. Everything's looking freaking amazing right now for this to break out. And then with the 0x and Coinbase kind of family that they've kind of have, you know, intermingling together, to me, 0x is just a no-brainer. I just see it spurting up here fairly fast. So we'll see how that turns out. You know, I'm bullish on Decred too as well. That's another one that I feel in this bear market has just gotten more notoriety, and there's just a lot more people talking about it and understanding why it's worth $20 right now. There's a couple other ones that I'm looking at too as well. Qdom, we've done a podcast on that too as well. Go back and take a listen to that. That tech is legit too as well, man. There's a couple of things I saw on it, but other than that, go back and listen to the episode about Qdom and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Of course, Cardano, bullish because of the Cardano summit here next month, IOHK summit. That's going to be interesting. We know they just got on to Ledger as well too, so that's cool. And it should be getting up here fairly soon. I do expect to see some kind of dump at some point, but I don't know. I just get the feeling that Cardano and Google are just going to do something. I don't know why. I just get that feeling. I'm not shilling anything. I'm just saying. I just get that feeling. And there is no feeling indicator in crypto, so don't believe me. But I don't know why. It just seems inevitable for me at some. I don't know why I think that. It's nothing that I've heard from Charles hasn't told me in secret or anything. It's none of that. So I don't want to even get there. But I will say, I just get that like inner belief that that's something that's going to happen at some point. We'll see, because they haven't really looked at any other crypto besides them. Okay, so we have let's look at Bitcoin. So Bitcoin 41.21 right now. How am I feeling about Bitcoin? It's great. It's looking really great. I don't believe we're going to get over 10,000 this year. I know. And a lot of you don't want to hear that. But I mean, I'm not going to give you that as my full on, you know, kind of estimate just because we haven't had consensus yet. But I don't right now. If consensus is just it's just normal news, I don't know if we'll go over 10. I don't know. I don't think we will. If it's bad news, then of course, I don't think we can go over 10 this year. But I really don't see this space really breaking out until the end of next year or in the beginning of 2021. I don't. I think 2019 is just this kind of build year where everything is just building. Last year was the fall. This year is just kind of the climbing out of it. It's just like 2015, man. This is the year that you want to buy all the cryptos that you are speculating long term or into this next run. And this is why I'm making some significant purchases on some significant protocols and blockchain projects, because I know in this next run, those are going to be the ones that are going to go up in value really, really quickly. And like I said, there's some that I'm just, they look good, man. They look really good at the price right now. And what, you know, putting, you know, not even that much money into it. I mean, I know from the last time, and I say this all the time, but I just know from the last time in 2015 when I saw Ethereum price really low, I saw Litecoin price really low, and I didn't get into them. I just bought Bitcoin. And I just remember thinking, like, on this past bull run, like, gosh, Carr, you were there. your mouse was on the trigger to buy and you didn't do it. Why didn't you do it? And I don't want to have that same feeling this next run. I want to make sure that I'm holding the projects that are that I believe that, you know, that are going to be worth something here in the next run. And I'm not going to listen to the people that are saying, just buy Bitcoin and you'll be fine. I'm not listening to those people. You know what I mean? I felt like in 2015, it was different back then, but the rhetoric was very much the same. And I feel like now I understand the space hell of a lot better, understand the technology a hell of a lot better. And I think I'm going to be way better off here for the next run. So I just don't want any of y'all listening to me and getting the idea of like, oh, Carr only wants Bitcoin to succeed. No, that's not the point. I'm saying I think Bitcoin will become its own thing, and it'll be its own thing, and it'll be just fine on its own. It doesn't have to do anything. It just has to exist. All Bitcoin has to do is just not, you know, create more Bitcoin. It'll be fine. You know, the worst thing Bitcoin could ever do is add to that circulating supply, or change something significant with its code. And that'll never happen. Blockstream will make sure of that never happening, right? So I think for the rest of the 2 through 2,000 cryptocurrencies, there's room there for some really innovative stuff. And a lot of that stuff is going to come just by, you know, sheer just building and head down and getting to work. And there's some of these out there that I'm looking at that are doing just that. And those are the ones that I'm betting on. And those are the ones that I'm buying a significant portion of, because I see those as I saw Ethereum and Litecoin in 2015, just in a different era. That's all it is. I'm looking at those with the same eyes that I had back then, where I'm like, oh, wow, $3 for Ethereum, you know, $1 for Litecoin. Yeah, you know, and I didn't do it. I didn't do it. So I'm not trying to make those same mistakes, right? Again, I'm looking at these projects and I'm seeing those for what they are. And I'm like, okay, these are the ones I'm buying, and these are the ones that I'm not buying, and these are why. And then I have all the ones that, you know, I've held for the longest time and will continue to hold. And then, of course, we have Bitcoin. And trust me, I mean, Bitcoin is always a good purchase. It's always good to, you know, to dollar cost average into Bitcoin, you know, over time. But if you really want to, you know, increase that Bitcoin, then you're going to invest in some of these other projects to increase that, to increase your stack of Bitcoin. And it's one of the main reasons why you're seeing Tezos, you know, spike up right now. There's so many fiat on-ramps at this point and that don't go through Bitcoin, that one of the main reasons why XRP was able to gain so much traction here, I guess when it went to 75 cents, what was it, earlier this year or was it last year? I forget what year it was where it went to 75 cents here. Oh, no, it was this year. Earlier this year when it went to 75 cents was because there is a fiat on ramp into XRP through Uphold or through any of these other ones. And Stellar has that too as well. And Litecoin and Ethereum and, you know, all, Bitcoin Cash and all these other ones are having those fiat on ramps. And with Tezos now, you know, you can go straight through Coinbase and it's, yeah, so you're going to start seeing more of this happen where Bitcoin will stay roughly the same price and all these alts will rise just because of those direct fiat on-ramps. And that'll be a normal thing. I don't think Bitcoin will ever get knocked off, at least on not on this next run. I don't see it getting knocked off number one spot. But I will say, though, that as these alts rise here in this little alt season, this mini alt season that we're in, you're going to start seeing more of these maximalists, these Bitcoin maximalists, really double down on the rhetoric of hate for other projects that aren't Bitcoin, just because they want to make sure Bitcoin stays number one. And that's what it really comes down to. It's about where you're getting your information from. If you're listening to just people like that, it is bad. It's really bad for you. Just because of the negativity that they spew and the incorrect generalizations that they have on the rest of the community that's not Bitcoin, is just wrong. But if you're somebody like me that understands that, understands where they're coming from, understands why they have that hate for other projects, but is a level-headed technologist like myself, you'll understand why these other projects are worth a damn. And you'll invest in the ones that you know have been vetted and that you've looked at and that you understand why their technology is different or is something innovative that no one else is doing. And those are the ones that you'll invest in and disregard all the maximalism hate on that particular project. So yeah, that's all I will say about that. But we're looking good. We're looking good, ladies and gentlemen. Make for certain that you get out there and buy right now. Like, this is the ultimate time to be buying these different cryptocurrencies. I mean, there's really not going to be a better time than in 2019. Yeah, by the time we get to 2021 and the halving for Litecoin takes place this year, and then we have the halving for Bitcoin next year, by the time we get to 2021, these are all going to be 10x, 20x from where they are now. Yeah, it's just going to be another thing, and you're going to be there wondering why you didn't load up on whatever coin, whatever project when you had the chance when it was under a dollar. This is not going to be like this forever. It's just not. I can't tell you what to invest in, but if you go back and you listen to a lot of our episodes, a lot of the episodes that we cover, those are projects that I've looked at. So we definitely, I give you my 2 cents on it, and join our Telegram community and talk to the people there and ask them to look at a coin for you. Or if I'm not too busy, I'll let you know what I think. I'll either say, I've never heard of it. I've never heard of this coin called IOTA. Or I'll say, yeah, I've heard of Decred and I think it's worth a damn. And I think, yeah, you should be buying a lot of it. You know, just depends. Just depends on what it is. Yeah, now's the time. There's no better time than now for loading up on some of these alts. At the end of the day, it's your decision, totally your decision, but we are looking good right now. CoinMarketCap 145 billion. We just clipped over 145 billion. Yeah. It's all going to lead up to consensus. It really is. Make no mistake. What we hear out from consensus is going to designate for the rest of the year. And we only have 2 more months left in this season. Yeah. I don't know if you forgot. Today's April 1st. Our last episode is May 31st. That's 2 months away, ladies and gentlemen. Then we go off and it's season 3 of Thriller Crypto. Yeah, I know. It went by quick. This season went by fast. We saw a lot. So we're going to take a month break when that happens. It's going to be, June is going to be no Thriller Crypto. So we'll be gone for a month, revamping, remaking the shows, you know, whole new season. It'll be fun. But yeah, it's just running gun until consensus right now. And yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting next couple of weeks here. April, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. Hopefully no bad news leading to consensus. It's going to be nuts. All right, with that, let's get on to the end of the show. and gentlemen, another Thriller Coin Talk. It's Dunsies. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah, and you just listened to Sweet Tempest. Mine. Yeah, it's a hell of a fucking song, in my opinion. Love it. All right. Just remember, there's so many good opportunities out there in crypto, whether you're a developer, whatever you're a trader, whatever you're just an enthusiast, right? I mean, go out there and try to change the fucking world. Let's do this together. Buy Bitcoin. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of the show. You have been listening to Thriller Podcast with Car Gonzalez. Remember, Thriller Podcast is not financial advice. Everything Car said likely won't come true. It is up to you. Now go, do your own research. Listen to other dudes that start their name with crypto, and not Car. And remember, buy Bitcoin and save the world. One Satoshi at a time.